Untouchable, untouchable.
I feel it.
Let's go.
Need to let it go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
With us tonight is the Danish ambassador. Ambassador Rayfeldt is with us. How was the Danish?
I have to say it was excellent. It's the best Danish I've had in 2.5 years.
Like I say, she worked on these for 2 years. She threw them out. She would come here. She would say, would Tobias like this? And then we said no and send her back again.
It's a success. She did well.
Wonderful. You see, Felicity is dressed. She's got the... Where's the...
Oh, no, I've got the shawl, but actually I realized that the national flower of Denmark, it says, is the daisy. So I, of course, went to a lot of effort and time and found a daisy for you to show our appreciation for you coming through and spending time with us and us spending more time with you in Denmark.
Yeah, sure. Now, I sensed after the first round you were a little sad, but I think, I mean, I can say already now you're honorable. Honorary Danes already. I think you all the effort you put into this, and this is really the first step, right? You have to embrace the culture.
Yes.
Then the rest is just paperwork.
We have embraced it, Joe.
Well, look, I mean, I've got a little factoid because apparently it was the Swedish ambassador who told you that we're talking about you, and it was an interesting fact that when Sweden plays Denmark, the first three letters of the country codes they actually spell Sweden because it's SWE and then Denmark, Sweden.
Yeah, but it's so boring games. We always win. So, you know, there's no... It's not really... It's not a competition.
Yeah.
Talk sport, Joe.
Well, look, I mean, I've included some Danish fixtures in the sport bulletin that's coming up because I see AAB Aalborg is playing this weekend.
Yes, okay.
Against Falia BK.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's going to be in the sport bulletin later on. And also there's a special mention for Kasper Schmeichel, who's also a Danish legend.
Great. Great.
Son of former Danish legend as well, Peter Schmeichel.
And you realize we just went up, we're now among the 10 best football teams in the world.
Yeah, because of Christian Eriksen, another Danish football superstar.
So not to forget about Hans Christian Andersen.
Yes.
But he wasn't a footballer, but also a star.
Big star.
And
big
Danish. And Danish.
Very Danish. Very Danish. Also, but not good at football.
No, it wasn't for him. May I just also point out that the following band is also from Denmark.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Dad. I was hoping you wouldn't play that accent.
Mr. Ambassador, this song is huge in South Africa. Barbie Girl, Aqua. It is huge. Huge. It was between this song and Nkosi Sikelele Africa for our choice of national anthem. Mm. Unfortunately, we were outvoted by the ANC. And now we have this anthem.
Here we are.
But this one we all wanted. Well, it got the popular vote.
I think actually that the one you have is better, to be honest. I even tried to learn it, but it's not too easy.
That's not the only band. Here's another. Do you remember this band, Mariki? Mr. Ambassador, are you hearing what we're playing? All right. Mariki?
This band? No, I don't know
this band. No, not this band. We don't know this band. We don't know them, but they sound very festive. This one.
From my younger...
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Mr. Ambassador, you know them.
Michael Learns to Rock.
That's it.
Yeah. Here we go.
I've never seen.
You know, I must say, you know, they came to South Africa many years ago. They were one of the first bands that came here, Michael Learns to Rock, all the way from Denmark.
Yeah.
And I had the great privilege to hang with them in their, the chill room or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And there was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
As I was walking out, she said, I will do anything to meet Michael Learns to Rock.
Okay.
And I said, what would you do? She said, I'll give you my engagement ring.
What?
She says it's worth at least 10,000 rand. If I can meet Michael Learns to Rock. I got about 2,000 rand for it. That was
And she met them.
Yeah, but like I said, the ring wasn't worth 10,000.
No.
I'm joking. It was worth more. They were huge. in South Africa.
But it's a while. I think you have to update your Danish band knowledge a little bit. That's like 25 years ago, isn't it?
Sorry, sir. Dierwald. Yes, sir, Dierwald.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ambassador. Now, Cormier, listen, we were ahead. Now we're behind again with the bands.
The modern Danish
bands.
The modern Danish bands, our audience may not know.
Doesn't matter. We're not... what are you talking... We're impressing the ambassador here.
Okay. There's some great Danish rap out these days.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. There you go.
Can you educate us, sir? I'm writing down. What bands should we be listening to, Danish bands?
Then I would have to ask my sons, actually, if it's the newest top-notch thing. I'm a little old school in that sense.
Kim Larson is one to look out for.
Oh, yeah, it's true, yeah.
Lars Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
are your children here as well?
In South Africa?
Yeah,
the whole family are here. My wife and three kids.
Wow. That is impressive. You know, we had the United States ambassador on the show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not impressed. I'm sorry, we were not impressed with her.
Oh, no.
No. Well, she tried to sell us handbags and then...
They're quite expensive, weren't they?
Yeah, very expensive. And it didn't go with my outfit. I was not impressed.
No. No, well, she left then.
She promised us, she invited us to lunch.
Thanksgiving dinner. It was a big deal.
Never happened.
Okay, I'll make up. I'll apologize on behalf of all diplomats and invite you guys for lunch. There we go. So we can't live with that. We have to up to our reputation. Yes.
You see, that was I was aiming for this. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. We'll make it happen.
Can we come tomorrow?
I'm leaving for Lesotho, I think, tomorrow. Soon.
Soon. Dierwald, scribe near. Write down.
Once a week, we need to make a phone call.
And the time as well.
The embassy.
Phone the ambassador and find out if we can come the next day. So you're real.
Mark, sir.
Okay. So you are the ambassador to South Africa, Angola, Botswana, Mozambique, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Zimbabwe.
That is correct.
How does that work?
It's a lot of work. You have to be a little efficient, but I think to be fair, we probably spend most of our time here in South Africa.
Yes, so you fly between these countries the whole time, why?
I was just in Zimbabwe last week to hand over credentials to the president, Mnangagwa. A very nice little trip, 4 days. As I said, to be honest, my very excellent and good staff at the Danish Embassy, they do most of their work here in South Africa.
Wow. Yeah. I'm very impressed. I don't think there's another ambassador that services, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... Eight countries.
Yeah.
Sure.
No. Do you get paid for every country?
No, I wish, yeah. I wish. Per kilometer traveled. That would be excellent. No, maybe I should bring that back to Copenhagen. That's a good idea.
That is insane. Yeah. Listen, your family is here. Are they at school here, your sons?
Sure. Three of them, yeah. In the international school up in Pretoria. And my wife is here. She's a member of the board for Save the Children South Africa.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. How long have you been here?
3 years now.
And this is the first time?
Sure.
We've invited you.
Yeah, I'm not offended. I think you guys have done an excellent job the last 3 days. Really, you are honorary Danes for bringing Denmark to the forefront of the discussion here in South Africa.
Yeah. We've only just begun, sir.
I'm very pleased to hear that.
We're going to take it further at the lunch, if that's okay with
That's
you.
Perfect. Okay. That's perfect.
Done. Listen, Mr. Ambassador, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Pleasure being here.
I hope you enjoyed the few minutes or so with us.
It wasn't enough. I think we need more. Yeah. Lunch is coming up.
For sure.
Yeah.
Anything else you need? A tender or something like that?
You know, Denmark is the least corrupt country in the world, according to the rankings.
Even better. Well, that is our national sport, eh? We do quite well at corruption.
Yeah, no, we're number one in the world, I think. Okay. Maybe after Nigeria, but we're at least in the top three.
We do very well. Yeah. You sure you're happy with the one wife? You need another one? We've got Mariki here.
So. No, I think one is perfect. I have a wonderful wife. Yeah.
She's lovely. Look at she's a African beauty.
Yes, absolutely. And I would be a great companion to your wife as well. I feel I would share my love around.
I'm sure. Thank you very much for that.
Of course, I'd be junior wife. I'd be junior wife. She would definitely be senior wife. And anything she needed doing, you know, go fetch the kids. Can you fold the laundry?
I think no more wives, but more South African friends. That would be excellent.
Ah.
Well, definitely. The ambassador's wife can run the tuck shop at the house, and you can You know what I'm saying? You can be inside the house. Ach, it's a Jacob Zuma joke. Sorry, sir.
No.
It's a South African joke. It's the senior wife ran the tuck shop at Nkandla.
Okay.
I think she's still there, hey? Makumalu. She's still
probably
there.
Probably. Yeah, right. The tuck shop's about to close now, though.
Doing very well now with MK outside. Ach, it's a South African joke, sir. But anyway, it's a pleasure. And how nice meeting you and getting to know about your culture over the last few days. It sounds like an incredible place. I've never been there, but now I honestly want to go.
You have to go. You should all go.
Wonderful. Can we keep the glasses?
I need them back. Otherwise, I can't serve you for lunch, right? So.
You see, this ambassador rolls with a punch. Yeah. I love it. It's a pleasure meeting you, sir. We'll see you soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much, guys.
Let's go.
Just a dry soft crusty comedy, mate.
This is like
the Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.